Well, very early morning. Just about 5 o'clock in the morning. Woke up, fell asleep on the sofa, and it gave me a really bad back. So I woke up pretty dying to stand up, and I haven't gone back to sleep. I've kind of got up, and the sun's coming up. Me and Poppy are outside. I'm just going to walk outside the house, actually, because she keeps wanting to go in the field behind, and it's got fertilizer on it. Yeah, had a really nice weekend. Just spent the weekend at the house. Did lots of things like mowed all the grass outside the house. Planted some trees. Planted a plum tree. Bought an apple tree, but I've got to go and buy another one because it's not self-pollinating. Stupid. what else have I done? I've just been generally buying all sorts of bedding plants and things to put around. Not in any beds. I've not made any beds. I'm just putting them randomly in little pockets. But, yeah, it's really feeling like home. It's funny, my sleeping pattern's pretty much reversed now, which is really good. It's much more healthy these days. I'm asleep by 11 or 12 o'clock at night and wake up at between, well, not normally 4 o'clock in the morning, usually between about 6 and 9. My mental health is just better than it's been for as long as I can remember. As I said last time I spoke about this, I am not so stupid to believe that just moving to the countryside fixes me. But it has been a couple of years now since my breakdowns. And a couple of years, well, no, it's not quite been a year and a half, anyway, a year. And frankly, I've never been, I can't remember being so healthy headed, you know. I'm on my medication still, but haven't had any depressions. Had apathy last week, but it was just raining a lot. I think that was all that was. Yeah, I just generally feel pretty pucker, really. Pretty much like I remember being able to feel a long time ago. As in 20 years ago. I'm calm and I've lost a bit of my manic, well, over-enthusiastic overthought, but, you know, I think that was the idea. I think that's called getting better, because obsessing is never healthy. So yeah, I'm just generally enjoying getting the house, well, mainly the garden, really sorted. Loving having a garden, loving being able to grow stuff. Got two blackcurrant bushes planted now in the lawn. And just loving the fact that everyday life that probably might be described by some people as boring is something that I felt has been out of my reach living in London for so long, because you don't have a garden, you know. We had a nice house, but if you have a nice house, you don't have a garden anyway. Not if you're on a budget. And just the constant stressful stimulus, you know, there's constant things going on outside the house, cars going past. I mean, for example, now I'm in the middle of the road that leads to my house. I've been for half an hour walking around with Poppy. And, you know, there's no chance of any cars passing, let alone people passing. It's a completely isolated road until the first vehicles of the morning. And then they're only one every half an hour or so. So, I mean, yesterday I was out here for ages mowing lawns and had probably about 7 or 8 different sets of walking people going past in the day. And that was really nice. I actually got chatting to two of them because Poppy wanted to play with their dogs. And funnily enough, one fella, who's a TV director of Holby City, no less, is keen on, well, basically had an iPhone app or a web app or general social media type sort of thing, idea that was very similar to one that I've already been developing, and I've actually got the company name registered for and stuff. And the guy and I got chatting, and turned out he was a bit of a geek as well, and we swapped phone numbers. And we planned to have a beer one afternoon in the garden, and basically talk about the possibility of developing two ideas. One, is the main idea that I've been working on and off for a year and a half, really, but just haven't developed it publicly. And that's called Scratch My Back. And the other one is something I'm not going to reveal the full details of, because it's actually a really simple idea. It's very media specific. It's for television and film, but it's really useful, and it's going to be my first iPhone app, because I think it's going to be simple to build. It's what it does that's handy, and it's how it does it. And that was his idea. So obviously, being a director, he's got specific needs. But yeah, very exciting. In fact, I'm going to hopefully speak to Mark Rocker, because I know that simple media tools are things they do very well. Just to check I'm not duplicating, because that's the sort of thing I can imagine them thinking of. What else? I mean, that's just a small part of what I plan for my career, really, is the app development. I'm going to be always having one or two projects on the go. But, you know, under the umbrella of PlayServe, my company. But slowly but surely, because I'm also looking at renting some greenhouses to take up 2-3 days a week. With the start of an aquaponics business with my dad. And, there's days still free in the week after that, so... certainly it will all involve downsized expenditure and much lower living costs and a much richer life for it. I don't expect to be earning loads of money, but I do expect to be enjoying passionately everything I do every day. I've always been brought up to believe that that wasn't something you could expect, and I think that's why I settled for 20 years in a... Well, I sort of haven't. I was sent to a school that told you that you could achieve whatever you wanted to achieve, but unfortunately my parents didn't have that optimism themselves. just a bit more gibbering now. I think I said everything I wanted to say. I'm just in a bit of a dream. I mean, like, I've just walked down from the house. I'm only strolling around in my Crocs. I've walked down to the bottom of the hill, and I'm by a sty and two farmers' fences to two different fields. There's sheep over there, there's the row of oaks, there's the mowed grass that I've done, there's all the hedges are starting to fill with foliage. It's just, how can I explain it? It's just like a holiday cottage, really, except we live here. Mornings like this morning, it's a little bit annoying because the wind's breezing in this direction, and you can from this direction from the motorway, so you can hear the M6, but only very slightly. Poppy's completely disappeared. Where's she gone? Fortunately, at this time of day, she's pretty much here. She is. She's getting brave. She goes off miles away now. She's basically, we've learned that Vizslas love the sticky buds, you know, the stuff at the side of the road that will stick to a cardigan or whatever if you throw it at people. Well, she loves it. She just eats it wherever she can find it. What else was I going to say? Got TomTom yesterday. That's a good app. It's an expensive app, but it works. And I'm now, I needed it because I'm so getting over my agoraphobia. It seems a shame to sometimes not go places because I'm scared of getting lost. So, and just not scared, but I'm more scared of the anxiety that'll come if I get lost than the fact that I haven't had a lot of anxiety. It's not something I'm anxious to get back into, that feeling. So yeah, got my TomTom app and dead chuffed with it. Oh, she's right with me. And oh yeah, that's what else happened. I've got a rabbit issue, so trapped one. But problem is, it was too small and the trap killed it. So I felt really bad, to be honest with you, because I'm only going to trap them if I can eat them. I don't want to just kill animals for the sake of it, even though they are eating my vegetables. But yeah, not good. Poppy freaked out as well because I was carrying this thing by its feet. And it was just a bunny. It was really disturbing. Anyway, yeah, I couldn't eat it. Like I said, it was far too small. There's not meat on it, so I had to dispose of it. But I do actually think I'm going to have to do something about the rabbits, because they're often around, and at least just a kind of keep the numbers down in our garden. But I haven't decided what yet. I thought I was going to just trap them all, but you know, I've had second thoughts, because I don't think I can discriminate on size, which I need to be able to. So it might have to be an old-fashioned shotgun, which I'm not so keen on. I've actually shot, you know, I've shot shotguns quite a bit, but only at clay pigeons. Yeah, well, anyway, it's about just a morning ramble, isn't it? I hope you're going to have a good day. I'm certainly going to have a good day. I've got lots of nice relaxing things to do, like planting bedding and yeah, stuff that people probably think is quite boring, but I've just craved to be able to do for years living in London and kept now can. I'm going to put the phone down and keep pottering about just as the sun comes up. It's such a nice time of day. It's so nice to experience it. You feel like you've got the world to yourself. Anyway, yeah, signing off.